We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning. It's 8:20. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Dave will be back tomorrow. Conversation this morning with Kathleen Hunter from Bloomberg, joining us to talk a little bit about where we are, or if we are anywhere, regarding sort of another COVID stimulus package, some sort of relief that might go with that. Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for joining me here on WCCO this morning. I really do appreciate the visit.
Thanks so much for having me.
So yesterday, there was talk from a closed-door luncheon for GOP senators that Senator Mitch McConnell would like just to put any notion of stimulus plan on hold, as we're learning at the same time that Speaker Pelosi and Mnuchin are moving closer and closer together to putting a deal together. What's the status? What do we know?
Well, it sounds like, as you say, there is some progress that's being made. I think people were skeptical in part because the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, is out of the country this week, but it does sound like they are making some headway towards a deal. That being said, it's still a bit of a heavy lift. Even if they are able to get an agreement, it sounds like much may hinge on whether or not that agreement is going to actually have any traction in the Republican-controlled Senate. Mitch McConnell there, the majority leader, is looking at a much smaller package, something more in the range of $500 billion as opposed to a couple trillion dollars, so significantly less. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot of indication that there's going to be support among Senate Republicans for something on the scale of which Pelosi and Mnuchin are discussing. So, you know, there are some positive signs, but it's still, the odds are still very long of getting something done in the next 13 days before the election.
There is some concern, though, that, you know, if there is a deal that comes forward from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Speaker Pelosi, that there might be that this might splinter or cause sort of a rift among the GOP senators who need to be focused now on confirming Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is a concern. And, you know, certainly I think in terms of, you know, the U.S. Senate can walk, members of the U.S. Senate can walk and chew gum at the same time. They can do one thing and another thing. And there is widespread support for Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. But the reality is that the time is limited. And there is a lot of fragmentation on the Republican side when it comes to supporting some kind of a stimulus measure. There's a lot of Republicans out there, you know, particularly as Republicans are looking at their priority being over the next several days, keeping their Senate majority. There's some vulnerable Republicans out there that don't like the looks of voting for, you know, a Nancy Pelosi, quote unquote, stimulus package that's, you know, quite expensive right before they have to face voters. And so I think that in some ways, the likelihood of getting a deal could potentially increase after the election once, you know, the chips have fallen and people know where they stand. There could be more of an incentive to get a deal after the election, not before. But I think the delicate balance there is that lawmakers don't want to seem before the election like they've abandoned the idea of stimulus, because doing additional stimulus, the polling shows, is very, very popular.
Yeah, I wonder what this would mean for the voters, the population, not just the voters, but for the citizens in general, if there is no stimulus, because they need the money now in many, many cases, Kathleen.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that's the concern there, is that, you know, there is this sense of urgency that the, that members of the public, you know, a lot of people are without jobs. There's a lot of folks that have gone now for weeks and months without unemployment benefits because there isn't agreement on those. You know, there's what part of what Democrats are asking for is additional aid to state and local governments. Republicans are pushing for some liability shield that would protect businesses. So there's a lot of sort of pieces in the mix there that various stakeholders and individuals are looking and really urging Congress to act on. But it's finding that balance that, you know, will get them to 218 votes in the Senate and 51 votes in the 218 votes in the House and 51 votes in the Senate, and allow them to get something to the president's desk that he would sign, you know, threading that needle is proving to be very difficult.
Yes, I would say at the very least. Kathleen Hunter from Bloomberg, thank you for joining me this morning here on WCCO.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.